There is no doubt anymore. So that's something that we are looking for. You need the life of Abraham, then you will see that in the heart of that fire there is a heaven. But you have to see it. And for that you have to sacrifice. What? To go into fire. To burn a lot of this animal stuff in you. Look at Abraham. How did he do it? No big magic. No a lot of talking. A very simple rule. Remember his rule? He said, I don't like the temporary stuff. Period. Therefore, first of all, I don't like this very much. Do I? I know this is temporary. I remember last year was different. Even yesterday was different. Right? I don't like temporary one. There is a permanency. Permanency goes with what? Please, you intelligent fellow, you doctor, you explain to me what is permanency. Permanency is something that goes from, yes, it was you. Yeah, it goes from someone to someone else, to someone else, to someone else. We are dying creatures, but love, life is here, right? That's a sort of permanency, dimension of time. Then permanency is in we, because we are here for so many thousands of years, definitely. Each of us, a couple of years, less than 100. For the moment, less than. But humanity, we, and why should I care about the rest? Could you ask this question? Look at the book you're reading. This is a couple of hundred years ago. And it's within us. It's talking to our heart. This is how we are connected. This is not like a cow or a monkey. We are interconnected through time and space, and more than that, imagination. Remember right at the beginning he said, imagination to you looks like illusion. But everything is that. Our peace, our war, our understanding, our comfort is about imagination. And we are all in it. How? You are living here, and the guy who is for so many years dead, and he didn't know even that this continent exists, and he wrote a love story. It touches you. You see Romeo and Juliet. Shakespeare will change your taste. This is how we are interconnected. This bodily universe, bodily existence is fooling you. Because you think this is only you. Then, the last paragraph. In the last paragraph, there is a sheikh who could see with the light of the hat. He knows the beginning and the end. Ha! This is a very controversial claim, from the beginning to the end. Because when I say from the beginning to the end, what do you think about? Normally, doctor, time. But for us, time? Time is only a dimension. Doesn't matter. And we know that the End is the beginning, and beginning is the end. Remember it? We are not talking about the simple existence of the wood and the chair. We're talking about spirituality. We are talking about all the potentials in here. And these potentials goes beyond that limit. First of all, for us, end is the beginning. Why? Because we are idealist. Idealist means someone who believes that before the existence, the idea of this existence existed. That's why we are idealists. We believe that this universe exists. Before this existence, the idea of this universe was somewhere. Someone thought about it. Then it happened. And we don't say how, we don't know. Yes, magically in 6 days. Right? But it happened. Means what? Means the thing that is now is only happening now. But it existed when? In the idea. Do you remember the story of the apple? I said, the first thing is apple. You think about the apple, then you plant a tree. The idea is first. So at the end of the couple of years when you take that apple, you are taking in your hand the beginning and the end. Because that's the process of understanding thought. The dimension that belongs to us, not the animal one. Our dimension is imagination. So we understand there is no beginning at the and the end. Beginning and the end are the same, are one thing. Then what? Then is a half. They could see that one because they have closed this eye. Remember, there are two kinds of eyes. This is made to do what? What is this made for? To see outside, to bring the information of my environment to me, to understand how to cope with it, right? My ear, all of this stuff. I'm looking outside. Okay, I could see the outside, I could understand the outside, and I have expanded my vision of the outside. How many times did you expand it? Your vision? From the monkey? Monkey sees a couple of meters. You?
Galaxies.
You have a binocular, therefore you have an improved vision. You could use a telescope, you could see through Hubble, and you see galaxies and so on and so on and so on. You know this side is very big and you know something about it, right? Then there is another existence. This. Where is your eye to open to see inside you? It's not this. You have to close this and see it. How? How could you do that? How could you see yourself?
Reflected
in. A piece of mirror! That simple! When it comes to knowing you, really you, not your skin, because the mirror will show you your skin. Why? Why the mirror shows your skin? Will. Because of you. You're looking with these eyes to the mirror. If you look with the other eye to the mirror, what is the mirror? It's peer. Why we call him mirror? Because he doesn't show himself at all. He doesn't need to, and he doesn't have the attitude of. He's that exceptional fellow, right? So he's a mirror. If I look not from this eye to the pure, that's why His physical existence is not my peer. His breath is my peer. When I look at him with that eye, what do I see? I see really me. I could finally see me. And guess what? How much is there to see? Endless. Just like out there, down there is endless. First of all, he explained it. It's a little forest with all the animals. All the potentialities are over there. All of them. Means so many thousands of different kind of animals you see. Then there is this ever-changing environment of my imagination. I could connect it to this guy from a couple of hundred years ago. All of that, he said, remember the jealousy. The jealousy in you will make you run away from your teacher, from your leader. Oh, what a pity thing to do, because you forget about something. Here, when you're looking to that mirror, you don't have that real eye. A little bit to look at the mirror, but you don't see beyond that. What about the peer looking at you? We'll see you transparent. We'll see you everything. That's what that relationship is about. So over there, it's another story, because over there is the lock. That other guy is giving you that gift. He is given the gift to give it to we. That's why they are those exceptional people. They don't hide it for themselves. They want all of us to share it, because they are the source of this. In a way, even they need it. That there is one thing that you forget because you have not experienced yet. But you have to remember it always. When I'm talking about the heart, there is no privacy. There shouldn't be any, because heart doesn't belong to anyone. And from every heart is some way, some path, some passageway, some window, some hole, whatever you want to like it. But the hearts are connected. When I talk about me, I'm talking about this fleshy body, which is, yes, understandably separated from you. But when we talk about heart, we are not talking about the physical existence here. We're talking about something like cyberspace, connected automatically. We have to just open that window to understand it. Therefore, while you're learning this, remember that you are not seeing all the process. Your leader is looking at it, because his happiness is the source of your happiness. His joy is source of your joy. And that's it. In art, the only thing they give you is joy. Yes, the physical stuff goes even painful. But the main source of energy is joy, because that's the reaction of your heart to beauty. And sorry, it's not very personal. It belongs to all of us. Then, At the end of it,